is Talk TV. There's a new show hitting our screens on Sunday. It's got a great name. It's kind of comedy drama, and it's called Not Even. And it's set in Wellington and follows a group of 20-somethings navigating city life and their taha Māori or Māori identity. It's written by Dana Leeming, who co-directed the show alongside Ainsley Gardner. She's known for her work on a number of projects, including Cousins. Here's a little preview.
Mariah. You could be the first wahine Māori
Prime Minister. Yeah, I know.
You smell like KFC. Have you been crying?
Emma!
I didn't know that you played tennis.
Yeah, I was like a pale Serena Williams.
I spent a fortune on rackets, but she wasn't very good.
I'm not a kid anymore. You don't have to call me Bugs.
Have you got your period?
Jeez!
Writer and co-director Dana Leeming joins us now. Hi there, Dana.
Kia ora, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm great, thank you. Exciting times for you. I'm presuming a lot of hard work went into this show premiering this Sunday.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, a lot of hard work, a little bit nutty as well. So kind of mild insanity, lots of hard work, lots of things.
Can you tell us a bit about yourself? What's your background?
I grew up in Tauranga, and then I moved down to Wellington as a bright-eyed 19-year-old and went to uni here. And I did theatre at uni, and that was the start of my kind of journey into the arts. And then ever since then, it's kind of just written here and there. And then I moved overseas for a little bit, came back, and then started my master's at the IIML at Victoria Uni, and that's where I first wrote Not Even.
Yeah, it's such a lovely story, and obviously we tend to think of novels and things when we think of IIML, but the idea of writing a script is a very good one. What made you take on this particular storyline? What appealed about it?
When I look back at my 20s, I feel like this is a relatable story for most people, is that you look back and you're like, wow, those are the things we got up to. Those are the choices I made. Interesting. And a lot of those choices I made were based around my cultural identity a lot. Like a lot of the bad choices I made was that I didn't understand my taha Māori or my connection to it, at least, or it wasn't strong, and slowly kind of clawing that back over my 20s, along with all my friends at the time. And we used to get up to ridiculous antics. And I found those to be quite relatable stories, and maybe stories that hadn't been seen on screen for a while. So that was kind of something that I wanted to write about. And over time, it kind of became a little bit more dramatic, a bit more, there's a lot more heightened than what actually happened and all those different things. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very funny too, though. I'm going to play another clip. I'll let the clip speak for itself. Here it comes.
So we're really wanting to diversify our staff and also find out any other skills that they might have. Mm. Would you be able to do your pipiha for us?
Why, of course. Let's see. Ki te pea koe, mō te wā, mō pua taku ingoa, kia ora koutou e te whanax.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Yeah. How did that one go down at the screening?
Good. Well, we had our screening last night, so it was. I think the most of the time it was just like, oh Lord. But I feel like with everything, was not even there's a sliver of truth to it. In Wellington, a lot of my friends work for government, so it's not far from things that we've experienced.
Yeah. So there's a bit of sort of satire in there, isn't there?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Episode one starts strong, with somebody crying in their car. Is that an experience you've had?
I mean, possibly. I have a spot. We couldn't shoot there. My crying spot is just around Oriental Bay a little bit, because the fountain goes and it's like lit up, the fountain's lit up. So it gives me some hope while I'm tucking into my wicked wings and crying profusely. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you hope people get out of the show?
Well, for Māori, I hope they see themselves on screen, young modern Māori. I hope they see themselves on screen, or at least can relate to some of the ideas that are in the show, whether they're connected to the taha Māori, still on that journey, or are there and just looking back for nostalgic purposes. And for other people looking in, I think it's just maybe a window into what it is to be young in Wellington, and especially young Māori in Pacifica, because it's different these days. Things, you know, we're there's lots of various things that we kind of, lots of us live in the cities and have to really fight for our connections to our Taha Māori, but also to our iwi back home. Or I'm from North and I live in Wellington, so it's a good 16 hours to get back up there. So it is, it's kind of, things are a bit different for us these days, and it's just kind of looking at that, yeah.
Cool soundtrack too.
Yeah, we really busted our booties for that soundtrack. That was hard to get, but it was very important to me to have a kind of mostly New Zealand soundtrack and the kind of old classics like Scribe. I mean, I'm saying old classics. I mean, they're from like the early 2000s, so yeah. You know, take it as you will. But yeah, Scribe, Aradhana, Shefu, all those kind of really old classic songs that I kind of grew up with.
Wicked. Where can people watch it?
We can watch it on Prime, and it comes out on February the 5th at 8:30, and then all apps drop on Neon on February the 6th.
Good one. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Really nice to have you on the show today. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Nice to talk to you. That's Dana Leeming, who is writer and co-director of Not Even.